I guess that means calling in.
Hello?
Yep, I'm here. I just picked up the phone. So I got an old boy, but I guess that means he's calling in, so I'll wait 2 minutes.
Ira, do you hear me? It's Susie.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Assuming Joe calls in, then we're only missing Scott?
No, we have Scott.
Oh, so we have...
We can start if you want.
You can start.
Yeah, so I'd like to call the County of Sullivan ID8 order. Roll call, please.
Good morning. Mr. Steingart?
Here.
Mr. Steingart's present. Mr. Siegel?
He was on.
I can see him.
I muted myself because I don't want to be the only one looking at myself, so I'm going to stop the video and I'm going to unmute myself.
You look handsome, I'm sure. So what do you can look at yourself.
Siegel's present. Mr. Gunther?
Here.
Mr. Gunther's present. Ms. Laughlin?
Here.
Ms. Laughlin's present. Mr. Perello? Not here. Ms. Roig?
Here.
Ms. Roig is present. Mr. Sykes?
Here.
Mr. Sykes is present. Mr. Smith?
Here.
And we have Ken Walter on the line from the public.
I think I just heard a beep. Was that Joe?
Yes.
Mr. Joe, are you listening? Okay, we'll start anyhow. So the first order is approve the minutes of the October 19th meeting. A motion?
I'll make it.
I'll second Paul.
So that's Ed and Paul. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any against? Okay, so moved. Next is the bills and communication. There was one change in the schedule of payments as submitted, and that was the record. Motion to accept as revised.
I'll make it, Howard.
Howard and Susie second. Oh, Carol second. Mm-hmm. Any discussion?
I have a quick question. Where does that go?
Where does what go?
The record subscription.
It comes here to the IDA office.
Okay. So someone's actually getting it and looking at it.
Yes.
Okay.
Any more discussion? Then I'll call the question to accept the bills. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any against? Okay, so moved. Any communication or any questions on the activity report from staff? Okay, so then we'll go to the first resolution authorizing amendment and payment in lieu of tax agreement with Adelar Development Group. So before we start, I just want to disclose that I've done business with the management company there. So I'm just going to disclose it. I believe I have a right to vote, so I'm just disclosing it. So a motion so we can discuss
resolution.
It. Okay, Ed first, second.
Susie, second. Or Susie, one or the other.
Okay, I assume all board members realize what most of these amendments are due to the level of employment and COVID. Are there any other questions or of staff?
Well, Ira, you had asked Paul and Joe to make recommendations on each of these. I don't know that their recommendations are going to be the same. If they are, they can make one recommendation. If their recommendations are different for various projects.
And I left a message for Joe. We never spoke directly. One of the proposals we make would be that for anybody that has less than 50 employees, we are willing to defer the FTE agreements until September of 2021, right?
Yeah, for two
What we did with the one previously adopted was to defer, or no, to...
Perillo on.
Hey, Joe.
How are you?
To suspend the FTEs for two consecutive employment years, which in the case, I believe, of all of these projects end on September 30, so that would be September 30, 2021. But the difference between large and small employers, Paul, is whether the agency is going to bear the cost or whether the project is going to bear the cost, because there will have to be some considerable work done to amend the pilots and to notify all the taxing jurisdictions.
Well, who will do the work?
Well, the agency, I'll draft the amendments, and then either my staff or Jen's staff will notify the taxing jurisdictions.
Okay. All right. And so, and those above 50 employees, we will not defer the requirements. So that was basically the proposal. Joe, I don't know if you agree with that. It certainly seems reasonable to me.
Yeah, I mean, I went through this list. I meant to call you earlier, but I got caught up with things.
Paul, are you sure that that's what the proposal is? Because what I thought the proposal was is that we were going to defer it, but that the project was going to bear the cost of the deferral on large projects, and the agency was going to pay the cost of deferral on the small projects.
That's not my understanding, but I'll do whatever you think is the is the.
Well, right. No. I mean, for example, Adelar was closed, and they're a level four business that couldn't reopen until phase four happens. They've been continuously closed for March till now, so they're well under the required employment level that is mandated by their project. They have 263 FTEs established as their employment goal, and they're completely closed.
Right. Just to jump in here, you know, I printed these reports out last month, like, for instance, the water park owner. I went over with Jen. I had all these different companies. And like Walter said, they were closed. They were mandated to close, plus because of the virus. And, you know, and the golf course employees, you know, all these people that were referred. We're talking about the same thing here, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the golf course is not an issue, but we're talking about the water park hotel at this point, Joe.
I mean, listen, it's not their fault. There's a pandemic. I guess we should defer them until, you know, we get an opening, you know.
Well, then do we do it with the basis that if once they are open, then they are required to meet those, or even then they might be under certain constraints?
What we have told them in our discussions with them is that on the Yo One project, it was deferred for two employment years. They asked for a longer period. And if there are continuing issues associated with mandatory closures for the subsequent employment year starting in October of 2021, they can come back to the board and ask for a further deferral. But the resolution that's before the board, if you go to Section 2, would be a waiver for two employment years with all costs related to that amendment to be paid by the large employer, being Adelar.
Can I weigh in?
Of course.
So, you know, we're going back to last March, and no one is open in a sense. And so, in essence, what we're saying, and I believe we should, because I don't firmly believe that we're going to be open until the summer of next year anyway. And we do want these places to eventually start to bring employment back, is we're going to pay for the legal work for small employers in these small projects under 50, because because that's a real constraint and a problem for them as well. And the over 50 employees are going to be borne by the actual, like Adelar, the water park, or whomever. They're going to pay the legal costs to have this all amended. And as of next October, everything goes back to normal, if everything goes back to normal. But we would have to do something different next October if we wanted to keep it the same way. This is just...
We would have to make it an overt decision.
So we're just We're just making a decision, having the work done until next October, when everything resumes like it was normal before this decision, correct?
That's what this resolution would implement, Howard. Yes, that's correct.
That's what my understanding was also. That's what we're going
to
do.
But is there any financial consequence to the taxing jurisdictions as a result of what we're about to vote on?
The financial consequence would be that the taxing jurisdictions will get the fixed amount of the pilot payment. There wouldn't be a reduction from the prior pilot payment.
Right.
But if we were to not adopt the resolution, there would be massive underemployment penalties associated with not meeting employment goals that certainly with respect to every project here other than Adelaar, nobody could afford to pay.
Okay. I was just trying to see where the numbers, what the impacts were, the financial.
Well, the impact would be, Susie, the impact would be the difference between the taxes per the tax roll versus the pilot payment. So if you had a project like Adelaar, they're going to have somewhere in the neighborhood of 25%, I'm guessing. Julio, do you have their reports yet?
Yes, they're required to employ 263 employees, and they reported 184.
The run rate was they're at 263 because for part of last winter, pre-pandemic, they had many more employees than 263. Mm-hmm. What did they show during the run rate for the months of their closure?
I'd have to look that up. One second.
It's more of a compliance, correct?
If somebody without a waiver underemployed to the extent of 50%, then they have to pay the pilot payment plus 50% of the difference between the pilot payment and where their taxes would have been without IDA involvement, which we ran the number like on Yo One, and it was millions of dollars.
And so it's a compliance thing in a sense.
They're not going to get a reduced amount. They're still going to get the pilot payment, but they're not going to, the taxing jurisdictions are still going to get the pilot payment. They're just not going to get an underemployment penalty. But when Julio gets to the run rate, he'll see that it's greatly reduced.
Yeah, so in March, they had 349 employees, and then in April, they went down to 28.
Yeah, but we're making a philosophical decision based on all of our pilots, not based on one. Correct? Am I missing something?
No, you're right. It's whether we're going to that they have to request the, or are we going to do it automatically?
No, they have to request it, Ira.
Yeah.
Well, we have.
I think that's what Howard's question was. So.
No, my question is that regardless of. We have to make policy not subject to a situation. Either we're doing this because of the pandemic and they didn't have a choice to open or not. You know, it wasn't that they elected to close. They had no choice. And so we're making a decision because it goes from small projects, which we consider under 50 employees, to large projects. So if they request, if we make a policy decision, and somebody requests it, then they fit into that bucket. If they don't, then it is what it is.
Correct.
The only question we're asking, if everybody agrees to the policy change, then the basic question is, because of the financial hardship of our projects, otherwise they wouldn't be in the position they're in, under 50, we pay, the IDA pays for doing all the legal work to fix this for 2 years, for the one time, you know, to make the amendment, and over 50 employees, the individual project, if they request it, pays for the legal documentation.
I agree, Howard, but I think the costs are more than just the legal work, and we will be invoicing the large projects for the staff work, because there's legal work to be done, but there's also a big workload on Jen and Julio and Deb.
I wasn't differentiating. I'm sorry. I meant all of the associated costs that would not be ordinarily borne, but to do this, whatever associated costs there are. I'll make a motion.
We have a first and a second. This is discussion. So,
all right.
Any other discussions? Everybody understand it? Because then I'll call the question for the first.
Ira, I just have to abstain. If you're calling, are you doing them en masse?
No, I'm doing one at a time.
Okay.
Because of that, actually.
Okay.
So.
This is only on Adelar Developer.
Okay, so I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any against? Okay. So we'll move on to the second one, which is basically the same thing for Beaver Kill Studio and RJ Baker Corp. The only difference is these are smaller than the 50 employees, so it's just handled differently, but it's the same concept. So someone move the resolution, please.
I'll move it, Paul.
I'll second it, Ed.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any against?
Okay. And just for completeness of our minutes, their FTEs that they signed up for, I believe, was 3. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's what was in the resolution, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So the third resolution, basically the same thing. It's related to Forestburg Property LLC and Forestburg Hospitality LLC. A motion?
I'll move it, Susie.
I'll second it, Paul.
Okay. Any discussion here? All in favor?
I question.
Aye. Say that again, Ed.
I just have one question. This was the project we had some issues regarding unpaid taxes. Is that true?
Yes.
Has it been resolved?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's new ownership there, too, isn't there?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, I thought there was. Okay.
The difference here is they're asking for the waiver because their construction was delayed and they could never open, versus like Beaver Kill Studio, which was open but was forced to only do takeaway meals versus in-house dining. So Beaver Kill Studio was fairly close to making it to the 3. This project isn't even completed yet. It's still a work in progress.
Okay. Any other questions? Not, I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any against? Okay. Next one is basically the same thing, amending, relating to Laughlin and Billig, PC. I just want to disclose I have done printing for them. It's very little. Certainly would not affect this, so I'm just going to disclose it.
And I, Susie, am going to abstain because this involves a property owned by my husband and his partner.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Ed seconded it. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, next resolution is amending the Yasgar Road Productions, LLC. A motion?
I'll move it, Susie.
Second, Perillo.
Okay, any discussion? Same issue? I'll call the question in. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Okay, the last resolution is authorizing and approving execution and delivery of one or more mortgages related finance documents in favor of Jeff Bank in an aggregate amount not to exceed $315,000 relating to RGG Realty LLC and Columbia Ice and Cold Storage Corporation project.
I'm going to mark Mr. Sykes as abstaining since he's on the Jeff Bank board.
Can you give us a quick rundown on what that is?
This is the former.
We have a motion first, and then so we can then have discussion. Go through the so a motion on it first.
We don't know what it is.
you really shouldn't discuss it, I don't think, before we have the motion. I think that's...
I think we can introduce what it is, and then they can discuss the motion. I guess the question is, which project is this? So this is a county-owned building that was formerly the ARC building behind the Apollo Plaza off of Plaza Drive, which is being sold to a company that distributes ice to on-premise accounts and to icebox-type pickups for consumers at places like convenience stores that does business in Columbia County at the old Fryhoffer's Warehouse and in the Bronx, and they have established a good, robust business in the local area, local being not necessarily just Sullivan County. So they're planning on installing freezers in the former ARC space, bringing ice there in tractor-trailer quantities, storing the ice there, and then distributing it from there with straight trucks that go around and either deliver it or fill up the freezer boxes that sit outside of, like, convenience stores and grocery stores.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Walter, question for you. Since Joe and I are legislators, which are from the county standpoint, do we have to just disclose or recuse on this?
I would have to say I'm having a tough time understanding the question. You and Joe, I don't see how you and Joe are personally going to have financial gain because of some project, unless I'm missing something.
No, I'm not talking about from a personal standpoint. I'm talking about that we're voting it on as a legislative to move forward with it.
I don't know enough to answer the question.
What does this have to do with the building?
It's transferring the property from a county-owned property to this development.
The resolution is to abate mortgage recording tax. The project was approved a long time ago. Okay. And I don't remember if you did or didn't vote and whether Joey did or didn't vote when we approved the project many months ago. But this is – the project is long since approved. This is simply a motion. We told them at the time the project was approved and the resolution approving the project indicated that the IDA would provide a mortgage recording tax exemption when they got a mortgage, and they now have a mortgage.
So this is $3,150 or something. I'll make a motion.
Who do we have second it?
I'll Perello second.
Okay. Any other questions? And I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
I've marked Mr. Sykes as abstained because he's on the Jeff Bank board.
And now we have a discussion item with the county is looking to move along with the airport developer there. Mm-hmm. So who's going to handle the discussion? You, Walter?
Well, I just have a question for Jen, and we can both handle the discussion. But I haven't yet received a description. Have you, Jen?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead. Right. So I didn't have any board action envisioned for today because we don't have that property description, though my last contact with the project council indicated that we should have it in the next week or so.
Unfortunately, we've been told that before and it hasn't happened, but this is a project that I'm told, and Joe, you're closer to it, I think, than probably anybody on the legislature, given your involvement with the airport.
Right.
This is a project where the county would be on a long-term lease, leasing some space adjacent to the runway at the airport, where a private developer would build a hangar that would be occupied by a company that does maintenance and repair of jet aircraft. Is that right, Joe?
Correct, yes. And I got to continue. And they want to do repairs. They want to do a school eventually. They want to do rentals, like a charter system, you know, going forward. And they have a plan to build it out from a hangar to an office to something else. So they have three. They want to do like three different types of phases into this. But right now, they want to do a hangar just to get this operator going and
and they're coming out of Morristown. It's a company out of Morristown that's going to move up here.
That could be an interesting addition to the county, couldn't it?
It's good. We have had trouble moving it along, Paul, because they have not been able to get us the information we need to put together a description and for them to amend their lease to the county or from the county to include a specific meets and bounds description of what they're leasing versus like what's there now, which is a big map of the airport with a square on it, right, drawn in with a pen.
Yeah, we have an agreement with this person who's building and leasing the property from us, who's going to be renting it out to this operator, and which they have a long-term lease. I think they're both mentioned, and we do have a contract with them for a lease, the county, after it's built.
Correct, and that lease from the county to the operator was done with a pictorial description of the general area where they're leasing, with the understanding that the building owner would then get a survey and that the county lease would be then to include that survey, and certainly the IDA documents need to include
right.
that
survey. Yeah, sure, with those meets and bounds, of course. Yeah.
Correct. That's what we don't have at this point, so.
Well, the other situation so we'll go forward with that. All right, that's enough.
So this is information only today. It's not action taking.
Just okay. A discussion.
Just
so
a discussion.
It sounds like a great project. I hope they can pull it off.
And if if they do before the time of the December meeting, especially given that we have a waiver of in-person meeting and can meet telephonically, if we're able to move this ahead, it's important enough to the county that I'm sure that either Joe or someone else from the legislature will be asking Ira to call a special meeting to move it along. We're just not prepared to move it along until we have what we need.
Sure.
Any other questions on the project then? I'm sure Joe will keep us up to date with what's going on. He's very involved in it. So.
Yeah. Good luck. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a great project.
Okay. Any questions from the board of staff or anything? And I'll open it up to public comment. Any public comment? Motion to close.
Motion to close.
Second? Joe first. Second?
Susie.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Have a great day, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Take care.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Bye.